Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu chapter 48, Perek Mem Ches. Although we already know from the end of the last chapter that the kingdom of Babylon will be destroyed with no remnant, at the time that these prophecies are being delivered, they have not yet even risen to their heights as the world conquerors that will destroy the first temple. This chapter speaks mainly about the state of the Jewish people after that destruction, when the Jews are in exile under the dominion of the Babylonians. They are not living up to their potential and are rebuked by the Nevi for their low spiritual status. Shimuzos Beis Yaakov Hanikra'im B'Shem Yisrael. Listen to this, House of Jacob, who bear the name Israel. Umi Me'yehuda Yatza'o, and have issued from the waters of Judah. Hanishba'im B'Shem Hashem Uvelokei Yisrael Yaskiru Lo Be'emes V'lo Bitzdaka, who swear by the name of Hashem and invoke the God of Israel, although not in truth and sincerity. The people are speaking in Hashem's name, but are not loyal and true to the name that they use. Based on this, the commentaries explain that the beginning of the verse, the house of Jacob that bears the name Israel, is not a positive statement. Jacob is the name used for the Jewish people when they are not living up to their highest spiritual potential. So the prophet is saying, you bear the name Israel on the outside, but right now you are only Jacob. You are not really Israel. Ki me'ir ha-kodesh nikru'u va'al elokei Yisrael nismachu, Hashem tzvakos shemo. You are called after the holy city, and you do lean on the God of Israel. You use his name and are even given the salvation for it, so that his name not be desecrated. But the reliance on Hashem's name is not real. According to Rashi, this refers to the specific salvation that occurred before the exile to Babylon of the kingdom of Judah from the hands of Sancheriv, who was the king of Assyria that exiled the 10 northern tribes of Israel. They suffered a complete miraculous defeat outside the city of Jerusalem. The kingdom of Judah, who was then exiled by the Babylonians years later, might have thought to themselves, we are righteous. Look at the salvation that we received from Sancheriv. So the Navi tells us, no, we were saved from that exile, not because we deserved it, but because Jerusalem was the city of God, and the miracle was done as a sanctification of God's name. As we have read more than once, even in the book of Yeshayahu itself, the miracle of Sancheriv was foretold. The Navi gives a very sad reason as to why. Harishonos me'az higadati, umi piyatzu va'ashmi'im. Long ago, I foretold things that would happen. From my mouth they issued, and I announced them. Peace om asisi vatavona. Suddenly I acted, and they came to pass. I told you that you would be miraculously saved from Sancheriv, and so it came. Mida'ati ki kasheata. Why did I do this? Because I know how stubborn you are. Tegid barzel arpecha umitz chacha nechusha. Your neck is like an iron sinew, and your forehead is like bronze. Va'agid lecha me'az b'terem tavo hishmaticha. Therefore, I told you long beforehand. I announce things before they happen. Pentomar atzbi asam ufisli v'niski tzivam. That you might not say, my idol caused them, and my carved and molded image ordained them. Hashem continuously gave us prophecies in order that we could take the opportunity to recognize him. But this did not work, bringing us back to the beginning of our nationhood, in verse 8. Gam lo shamata, gam lo yadata, gam me'az lo pitcha oznecha. Even then you did not listen and didn't want to know. Also then you did not open your ears. Ki adati balgod tivgod, uposhea mi beten koralach. I knew you would deal treacherously, and from the womb you were a rebel. Here the Navi is referring back to the fact that we sinned and did not keep the commandments perfectly from Har Sinai, even though the revelation there was so clear. And I knew you would rebel, as we see from prophecies in the Torah itself that Hashem predicted that we would sin. But I still kept you. Here there is a consolation within the rebuke. We are being criticized for our character and our sins. At the same time, Hashem is telling us that he kept us anyway, even though he knew what would happen, a sure indication that he will never give up on us. Lema'an shmi a'aricha pi usihilasi echatam lach. For the sake of my name, I control my wrath. To my own glory, I am patient with you. Levilti hachritecha, and I will not destroy you. In the negative sense, We are Hashem's nation, so our destruction would be a desecration of his name. But in the positive sense, his very mercy is a reason for praise, so he exercises that mercy, even if we are not deserving. If this is true, how will Hashem deal with us in the Babylonian exile? Verse 10, Hine tzireftikha v'lo v'chasef, b'charticha b'chor oni. I refine you, but not as silver. I test you in the furnace of affliction. A silversmith burns silver until there are no impurities left. Hashem tells us, if I did that, there would be so few of you left that there would be no nation. Instead, I am forced to subject you to the furnace of affliction, a longer ordeal and still negative, but that would give us time to repent and to grow through that affliction. Lema'ani lema'ani e'eseh, ki eich yichal, uchvodi la'achar lo etein. For my sake, only for my sake, do I act, because how could I profane my name? I will not give my glory to another. I will not give my glory to another refers either to the fact that Hashem will not give his glory to another nation, so he is promising to stay with Bnei Israel and therefore cannot destroy us. Alternately, I will not give my glory to another refers to Hashem giving his glory to a false deity. If Bnei Israel are given to another nation, that nation will claim that their God, a false God, vanquished the true God of Israel. And now Hashem describes his true power, the power of the real God that cannot be desecrated in this world. Shema Eli Yaakov Yisrael Mikorai, listen to me, O Jacob, Israel, whom I have called. Ani hu, ani rishon, af ani acharon. I am he, I am the first, and I am the last. Af yadi yasta aretz, my own hand founded the earth, v'yimini tivcha shamayim, my right hand spread out the skies. Korei ani aleichem, yamdu yachtav, I call to them, let them stand up together. I am not just the first and the last thing in this world. I am independent of it, as we know, because I even created it. I am the true God, the one who created it, and to whom the Jewish nation is attached. And therefore I guarantee, in verses 14 to 15, that I will cause Cyrus to destroy the Babylonians so that the Jewish people will not be lost in exile. Until this point, Hashem has told us that even when we don't listen to him, he will maintain us and put us in situations that we need in order to purify us. But if we do listen to him, we will reap untold benefits and wonders. As we see in verse 17, Ko amar Hashem goalcha kedosh Yisrael. So says Hashem, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Ani Hashem Elokecha, melamedcha lehoil, madrichacha b'derech tilech. I am instructing you for your own benefit, guiding you in the way that you should go. Lu hikshavt al mitzvosai, if only you would heed my commandments, v'yihi kanahar shlomecha, then your prosperity would be like a river, v'tzidkascha k'galei hayam, and your triumph like the waves of the sea. Here, the Navi describes two different ways that water behaves, and our reward will be like both of them. The cadence of our lives will be peaceful like a river, but the blessings and rewards will be powerful like surging waves. Despite the fact that we are admonished for not fulfilling our true potential while we are in exile in Babylonia, as we know, Hashem still promises to redeem us. Tzu'u mi Bavel, birchu mi Kazdim b'korina. Go forth from Babylon, flee from Chaldea. Declare this with loud shouting. Hagidu hashmiu zos. Hotziuha ad kte haaretz. Announce this, bring out the word, the ends of the earth. Imru ga'al Hashem avdo Yaakov. Say, Hashem has redeemed his servant Jacob. At the time that this prophecy is given, it has not yet happened. But the Navi is saying that you can proclaim it as if it has, because it surely will. And Hashem will perform miracles to make it easy for us to return. But that is only for us. Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishayim. There is no safety, says Hashem, for the wicked. Hashem is patient with us and gives us so many opportunities to repent, because he knows our potential and he knows that we will someday return. But as we saw in the last chapter, that will only apply to us. Our oppressors, the Babylonians, will be destroyed. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.